Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spy.
Hey, turn the mics on. Hey, welcome in here to the Monday. I don't know why we so damn excited. We're coming into Monday with some energy.
Well,
I mean, I'm with it.
Okay, hold on, man. Do I do that? Oh, dang. Oh, man.
All right, Drake.
Dang, man. Oh, hey. Oh, nah, it's over. Hey, good job, though. Good job. Round of applause. Is that how I gotta, is that what I should do today? Because, you know, that's my man's over there, and I hate to see him upset.
I
don't know how to react.
I was talking to, like, Joe Brazil had the same reaction when I walked in. He's like, I could tell, like, Joe wanted to be happy as hell, but he was just kind of like, and I'm like, Joe, you could be happy. It's cool, bro. Like, I'm not mad at the Giants. I'm excited for the Giants, to be honest. Like, you guys are World Series contenders. Like, this is dope. Like, I love Rafi Devers. Like,
that's
like,
crazy.
I'll be watching him all the time over here. Like,
Jesse broke the news to me. Happen? I didn't even know.
You really?
Yeah, Jesse texted me, and I thought, because we got to get that video. I'll get the video together. But I thought that's what he was texting me about. I'm about to hit him back. And he's like, bleepity bleep, y'all just got Devers. I said, wait, what?
No, I was in shock. Like, I was with my dad and brother at the time. We just got done eating and all that stuff. And it's kind of like, all right, Father's Day's over.
The Kings hate Mother's Day, and
bro, that would hurt. Like, Craig Breslow, like, Red I hate Sox. You. I hate you, Craig Breslow.
Red
I
Sox
hate you.
Father's Day.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy.
That's hilarious. I can't believe Jesse's the one who's. Well, I mean, I guess I can. I thought it was. Even my phone, like, Twitter notification, people who should be tweeting about something else or tweeting about this. And I'm like, yo, okay, the Red Sox, straight, big deal. And then Sean's tweet, Sean Cunningham. Mm. And I'm like, to the Giants?
Yeah.
So I text the group thread and figured y'all just left me out of it because, you know, I really don't care. But I was like, the Giants? And it was one of them things where you get into Twitter like, oh, this... No one saw this coming.
Nah, man.
Okay.
Nah.
Everyone also, okay. Like, so far, is like, oh, yeah, like, Devers this, Devers that. Like, yeah, you don't trade a player like that. It just doesn't happen. It's like, oh, well, I guess this time egos got in the way, and it happened.
This really was. I had a conversation with my wife who, she wasn't having it for some reason, but she wasn't having it.
Oh, sorry about the sweep, by the way.
Well, I mean, that didn't even come up. That didn't even come up, and we weren't even talking about that.
Wait, was it a sweep?
Hell yeah, the Red Sox.
About the Red Sox.
Oh, hey. Oh, 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 oh.
We talking about the Giant. Why we?
I got you. I forgot. Talking about the. I got you. Okay.
But I told her
the house divided over there.
Well, I mean, I got love for the Yankees. I do. I got love for them. I'm a Yankee supporter. I'm not a Yankees fan. I'm a Yankee supporter. But I was explaining to her. I was like, yeah, this kind of is like a. This really is a poor man's version of Luka. Like, he's not as good as Luka Doncic is in the NBA. But he's like,
Jesse, would you say he's paid better than Luka?
Why isn't he? Like, he's not like the superstar was like, oh, yeah, Rafi Devers, blah, blah, blah. But he's a.
Well, Luka.
Who are those?
He's a top five hitter.
I was going to say, Luka probably doesn't exist in baseball. It's Aaron Judge. It's
Luka. Well, okay.
Shohei. There's probably two or three guys.
The Lukas in baseball, Shohei. Like on this level,
yeah.
Shohei, Aaron Judge, Tatis.
See, I think
there you go.
I'd say those guys are better than Luka.
Better at baseball than Luka.
Shohei and Judge, at least, yeah.
Well, yeah, but like if we're talking about the top just tier the in their sport, yeah,
like Jokic is better than Luka, but he's
we're
on the
splitting
same
hairs. I think at this point, but probably. Yeah, it's the same thing.
And I think Devers is like a.
I don't think I realized it was that big. I saw the reaction to it and was like, oh, you. You guys have feelings about this. I didn't realize he was. I knew he was good. I didn't realize it was. I started seeing the Luka comp thrown around.
Helped the Red
Sox
win a World Series and all that stuff.
Maybe I just don't.
He's been around. Bro.
Maybe I just don't see. Baseball does weird things like this though. Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this one is particularly weird, given that he's under contract for 7 more seasons.
Man, that's the aspect on the Giants end that I'm like. I'm with it. This isn't a rental. You got a year to try and sell him. Like he's here.
Yeah.
You got this young dude, 28 years old, and you got him locked up. And I just gotta give a big shout out to my man Buster Posey. My man Buster Posey. Come on, man. I get emotional when I talk about Buster Posey. Okay. I get emotional. He brought championships as a player that I never thought I'd see. And now
I get emotional about this. I'm about to cry.
I do. And now he saw what that bum Farhan was doing for years. He said, I'm not from San Francisco. I'm from Georgia.
I'm sorry,
from Georgia.
Are you emotional or is Buster Posey emotional?
Well, he got emotional too, but he said, I'm not from San Francisco. I'm from Georgia, okay? I went to Florida State, but you're not going to do this. To this organization, Farhan, get the hell out of here.
So Buster just went from emotional to Stone Cold.
Got
Steve
pissed
Austin.
Off.
I got it.
He got pissed off. He said, "You're not going to do this to this organization." And he came back home. He came back home, and look what he's doing. He only been on the job for like 6-7 months. He got my man Willie Adames, who's struggling, but that's my boy. I was talking to him during that Sunday night baseball game. And I said, that's my dog right there. That's my dog. I'm about to get an Adames jersey.
Add it to the list, Jesse. Another.
that's my dog.
This is our first baseball jersey that's here, so let's get that on the list.
And now he went out, and he said, I ain't worried about no contract. I ain't worried about none of this other stuff. I'm going to get one of them ones. I'm going to get one of them ones. And now they set up. Now they just got a couple things they got to add here and there. But, oh, yeah, we ready to run with the Dodgers and the Padres. We ready.
Okay. This, okay.
My bad. Didn't mean to start the show. I just didn't know how to talk to Jesse. I didn't know.
This team. I'm going to try this question two different ways. You can expand on the answer. I'm going to try it two different ways. Prior to, what was it, Saturday, Sunday? Sunday. So we'll say when we left here Friday, and that first Dodgers-Giants game was about to get underway. Were the Giants legitimate World Series contenders?
I wouldn't put them in World Series contenders. I would have said they're a playoff team. They'd probably be a
despite
wild card.
Despite what it meant going into that series this weekend.
Yeah, here's where things may have changed, right? The offense was starting to leak oil a little bit. We were starting to see some of the holes in the lineup. They needed to be a championship contender, they needed another starter. They still do probably need another starter. But I didn't see them as a championship contender. Right now, they're a fringe championship contender. I still think they got to go get another arm. The bullpen is solid. That's the best bullpen in baseball. I still think they need to go get another starting arm. And I, like Devers, he just changes everything, right? He just changes everything about that lineup. Now,
so now
a
that,
little bit more, like before I would have been like, man, we got to find something to do with that yeah spot in the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
But now you might be able to get away with it. You might be able to get away with it. Devers changes that offense. I still want one more big bat, but he changes that offense crazy.
Okay, so are they a World Series contender today? Because you just said, okay, all right.
Fringe.
All right.
So
I'm a little surprised to
be a World Series contender, in my opinion, you got to be able to win the division. Before, I didn't think they could win the division. I didn't think. I thought they could hang around. Yeah, they can win the division now. So now you've got that box checked, and it's like, all right, can you win three rounds in the playoffs?
Yeah.
What? I want one more starter. I love what Robbie Ray's doing. Obviously, Logan Webb is doing his thing. I want one more starter. They talking about Verlander coming back. Man, I don't, all right, man. Look, I need one more starter. That's all I'm going to say. One more starter.
How do you feel about the farm system they gave up?
Hey, I don't mean to laugh. I ain't trying to laugh. I'm not trying to laugh. I'm not, bro. I ain't trying to laugh.
You're actually laughing.
I'm not trying to.
What happened? What?
I don't know.
Ask Jesse the question you asked me.
How he felt about the farm system that went back.
Oh, yeah. KC tried to be nice. I said, oh, yeah, you're getting caught. I don't care, KC.
So y'all are done. Is this thrown in the towel?
No.
Because their farm system crazy.
Yeah, we got three of the top 10 prospects.
I mean, for the year. I'm sorry. I meant for the year.
No, I wouldn't even say that. Like, you still got good players. Yeah. Just got back. Like, no, it's our GM got his feelings hurt.
There was stuff over there.
Yeah.
Between.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Luka and Nico Harrison as far as Craig Breslow's bad because Devers didn't want to play all these positions.
But it's way more public.
Yeah,
like this was known.
You know,
like this was
you know I had my ear to the knowledge. Street. Couple, of, they was like, yeah, get. I've been wanting him out of here.
Yeah,
in the streets, it was like, get him out, man. He a little prima donna and all this other stuff. To answer your question, it would be. This is gonna sound disrespectful on all accounts, but I'm not trying to be. This would be. Let's just say he's in the Luka class, just for argument's sake. This would be trading, Devin Carter. Mason Jones.
Chill out, dude.
Hold on, really?
Mason Jones is crazy.
Really?
Which one is Mason?
Wait, who was the third name?
Isaac Jones.
Really?
I don't think any of those guys they gave
Kyle up. Kyle Harrison is Devin Carter?
I mean.
Craig Breslow, watch your back.
All right. Jordan Hicks is probably. I'm putting him as a current player. So Jordan Hicks is probably Laravia. He's probably Laravia.
Oh, everything I read about them brothers was wrong then.
Harrison.
Holy crap.
Harrison is Devin Carter.
Harrison's
Devin Carter.
Harrison like he could be something.
I'll put it to
I'm
you
not
like
talking
that.
Ace or anything.
I'll put it to you like that. I'm not.
Not a number
I'm
two
not
starter?
I'm not over none of that.
Harris
yeah,
is cool.
Well,
Devers,
it wouldn't
though.
It
he's
wouldn't
cool.
even matter for this year though, right? Like we're talking 2 years, 3 years that you're wondering if this turns out to be
for those
like
other,
I don't know
for those other guys, Tibbs. I did see some good things about Tibbs. He's like so Tibbs is like if you right now he's like trading this year's second rounder. We don't even know who that guy is.
But yeah.
Say if it was like Proctor from Duke, like mm-hmm. oh he's that's a good little pickup right there. Mm-hmm. That's what Tibbs is.
Okay.
So, like, it's cool. But they didn't give up. The Giants didn't give up, like,
it's an easy
none of the
make.
Top five prospects. None of them.
Yeah, I think I saw they were talking about it 2 weeks ago, and I was about to suppose I would have did that deal, like, just immediately.
Yeah.
I don't know why it took this long for them.
They still got Eldridge. That's the guy. That's their number one prospect. They still got him. They didn't give up none of their top five prospects for this. So, yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Harrison's cool. He's cool. He's cool. He's the Devin Carter. He's cool.
Great.
We'll come back.
Great. Being a sports fan sucks.
Different spectrums of the trade over the weekend, and that wasn't the only trade over the weekend.
Wow.
Ain't no waiting until the end of the NBA Finals.
They said the hell with that.
And I'm not the only one who read this tweet over and over and over again, thinking I was missing something. We'll talk about it. It's happening. There's trades all over the place. Stilo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino, where we will be this Friday. We got updates on that coming up here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's one of those talk through the pain type of days, I'm not going to lie.
But you still have...
Hold on. You had your say. You want to talk through this? I'm
here. I'm just saying. I'm impartial. Talking through it. Like, hey, this trade hurts.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I got you. But
just because it's like being a sport. Like I was telling Kyle, like right now, the Red Sox, they just got back to 500. It's not necessarily like, oh yeah, like they're gonna go to the World Series or anything like that. But you just swept the Yankees. You got three top 10 prospects, aces there, and all that stuff. It's like, all right, now they're finally cooking after since trading Mookie and all that. And then you end the night, you trade a Devers, and it's just like, oh, our sorry-ass front office just let their egos get in the way of everything.
So does this...
Kind of like you let your ego get in the way of like winning and just, I don't... Like, it's a slap in the face of the fans a bit, too, I feel.
Egos and sex get in the way of everything. Like,
true.
One of those two things interferes with everything. But you said something there, and you have brought this name up so many times. Does this hurt more because of the stuff with Mookie? Like, if Mookie had never happened, if he had never been a Red Sox, or if he still was, one or the other.
I think a little bit.
Would this
like
hurt
we were just
the same?
Over that. Like, we're just getting over Mookie. Like, now you guys, yeah.
This makes it worse.
Mookie was always worse because it was, like, a no-brainer to bring him back. But, like, this is Mookie part two, I guess.
And that's what I mean. So, yeah. Mookie already happening makes this trade worse.
Yeah.
Like, more painful.
Yeah.
Especially in baseball where there's no cap. You're the Red Sox.
There's no reason to make moves like this.
You got more money than anybody could want in baseball. Like that's not an issue. You got a fan base that's gonna show up and sell out every night. There's no reason to do either one of these.
It's like Pro doesn't want to play first, third base, or whatever. It's great. He's also second in RBIs behind Aaron Judge. Like, come on.
But
like
you just said you just got back to 500. You weren't winning the World Series.
There was
this
a future
year.
Though. Like you build around a guy like Devers.
How old is he?
28.
Oh, okay.
Build around or build with.
Yeah, build with. Like, he's one of the best hitters in baseball. Like, you don't move that for Kyle Harrison and Jordan Hicks.
No.
Mm.
And the Florida
But you
State
are
kid.
The Red Sox. Like, yeah, you could.
They haven't been the Red Sox in a while.
Oh.
As far as the money spent, like just that. Yeah, it hasn't been the case.
Did you hear your boy's theory? Which is
Bill Simmons?
Now, to be clear,
I don't know.
His boy means your boy. Yeah.
Well, no,
right?
We don't like the same teams.
Who's
Jesse and him like the
same
teams.
I've got Bill Simmons.
When was the last time you listened to Bill Simmons?
Years. I've got him muted on Twitter. I haven't seen a Bill Simmons tweet in ages, actually.
Terrific.
I didn't even listen to the podcast. I don't know, but I think it was a tweet that he had where he's just talking. He's potting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's just potting. But the Red Sox owners own Liverpool, I think.
Yeah, they just bought like a $157 million player, but like that's not – like they were going to give Juan Soto $500+ million. Like, that's not the case here.
Mm.
It's literally just GM's feelings, front office feelings got hurt.
Mm.
And they let that get in the way.
Well.
Happy for you guys, though. I'll be there. What is it, June 21st, Oracle Park, watching the Red Sox face off against Rafi Devers. Yeah.
This weekend. That's crazy they play each other this weekend.
Me and my brother, we don't even want to go to the damn game anymore. Stupid.
The Red Sox have they come here yet?
Not yet.
What's funny, didn't he beat the Yankees the other night?
He hit a home run
yesterday. It was 1-0 and he hit a home run in the sixth to make it 2.
Hours before the
GM's
train.
Like, he won't play first base, though.
That's hilarious.
That's crazy.
That's hilarious. And, they swept the Yankees.
Yes.
And then Kyle Harrison was supposed to start yesterday. He was like doing his final warm-up.
He got hit with one of those. Whoa, 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 whoa. Let me highlight this player.
Yeah. I don't want to make it too dramatic, but I feel like it was like maybe about 30 minutes before game time.
Mm-hmm.
He's the starting pitcher. Like 30 minutes before game time.
That's crazy.
And he's like, nah, man, come over
here. That is crazy. And he's what? He's a kid. I mean, he's 20.
He's just a kid.
Like, he's young.
Young dude from Northern California.
You're going from San Francisco to Boston.
Well, now he's going to Pawtucket. They put him in
trouble. I don't think it's Pawtucket. I think it's Worcester.
Yeah, I think you're
Shout out to the Woo Sox.
Right. Okay, great. You're going to something way worse than Boston. That's a thing.
You know how Boston fans are, too. They're already kind of not happy with him. It's not even his fault.
Yeah, I listened for 30 minutes today, and they were talking about how fat Devers was. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah, he's not Pablo Sandoval.
Oh, they really are trying to make this like Luka.
No, Robert Devers is perfect, bro. Like, they're stupid.
I love that the fat boy is like the go-to line now. Did you see Irvin on with your boy last week?
No.
So I saw the clip circulating. I guess Magic did his yearly appearance over on First Take.
Yeah, I saw he was on there. I didn't see what he said.
And he was, of course, he's talking about Luka. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, Luka, we shouldn't have to tell you, we shouldn't have to tell you to not be fat. Like, you should come into shape. This is the Los Angeles Lakers. And it's like, okay. But then he made the mistake of start naming names. Look at LeBron, Kobe, Shaq. And I sat here like, wait a goddamn minute. We're not going to rewrite history here. Come on, Irvin. Don't do that.
Now, to be fair to Irvin, Magic Johnson, Shaq didn't start doing that until he had won a few championships. Well, a couple.
No, that's true.
Luka, you ain't won nothing, bro. You bet you need to be in shape.
So you have to be in shape because you're a Laker, or you have to be in shape because you haven't won a championship? Which is it?
You have to be in shape for, I guess, for both.
Okay, because that's not how he framed it. He said, this is the Lakers. You got to come in here in shape.
First and foremost, because you haven't won a championship. You need to get these people off your back.
They said the new Luka offseason picks are like the Ben Simmons shooting a three during the offseason.
Every year.
Yeah.
They last 3 years. Oh, they let this demon get in shape.
And Luka took the stairs to lunch.
And then by December, he's too fat.
Well, the funny thing is, this couldn't have happened last year. There was no way they were Luka, because didn't it? What was the story that they put out there that they gave Luka, what was it, October? Or November?
Around this time, I saw skinny Luka posts.
Last year?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're telling me there were skinny Luka posts last year, but they still said he came in out of shape?
I don't know.
That's the thing. It's like Ben Simmons shooting a three. Right. Like, he hit this three in this video, but I'm clearly seeing it's not the case in real life.
I think the skinny Luka people are lying. I don't. He might be. Maybe he's slimmer than you even thought. Maybe that's the case. Maybe when they saw him, they're like, "Oh, looks like he's been in shape." No, this is how he normally is. You just thought he was bigger than that. He's. This is the shape.
Hmm.
Because clearly, when he gets back to training camp, he's not skinny Luka, according to the Mavericks.
Hmm. Okay. Maybe he was trying to get traded. Maybe he went to James Harden route.
Maybe he had a fat suit on in Dallas in the games.
Maybe. Maybe he just wore it in L.A. to keep up the appearances, and now he's just walking around, you know, without the suit on.
Luka.
But I just love that being fat all of a sudden is the line we're using in sports. David was fat. Had to trade him.
They weren't even like using that. You know, it's Boston, so they weren't even using that as like they were making fun of him. They're like, what's the CGI, but how you count fat to muscle ratio?
BMI.
Yeah,
his body mass index.
His BMI. Yeah, his BMI was. The same as his batting average or something, like something crazy. They just being mean.
It's pretty damn good. But
that's funny. That's funny.
Just being mean.
His BMI is the same as his bat. That doesn't even make sense. That's why it's funny.
No, I was like, all right, they'll be fine over here. They'll be fine. Buster said he's already talked to him. He said he's going ready to do whatever he can to help the team. His boy is Willie
Adames. His body mass index is 272. That's hilarious.
Yeah, Willie Adames, they're boys. You know what I mean? They play on the Dominican national team together. So, oh, yeah, it's going to be a good time out here. It's going to be a good time. Rafael Devers has been waiting for – Giants have been waiting to get a player like this for 30-plus years.
Uh-huh. So not to be like a smartass, what's his position?
He'll DH probably something, right?
Yeah, he'll DH a little bit, play first a little bit, maybe if Chapman, because he's not playing third base over Chapman.
Right.
Like, that's not happening. But Chapman's hurt for a while, so he's going to be hurt. They thought it might be 10 days. He's on a 10-day IL, but they're like, hold on, player. Might be a little longer than that. And then they were like, hold on, player.
Mm.
Might be about a month.
Oh.
So.
Shout out Teddy Long.
Shout out to him. So that'll be the case while he's out. But when he comes back, first base DH. I think the issue in Boston was more so the principality of the situation. Do you think that's accurate, Jesse?
Well, yeah, because like the whole Bregman stuff started in the offseason. Like, oh, yeah, they're interested in Alex Bregman. We all knew it. But they're lying to Rafi Devers. Like, no, you're our third. They're telling him, you're our third baseman. We're not going after everyone. Like, you're going to play third base this season. Worst kept secret was like, no, they're going after Alex Bregman or Nolan Arenado. Mm-hmm. You land Bregman. It's like, okay, like, we lied to you or whatever. We told you this, but can you DH for us? And he was unhappy about it because you told him one thing. You also gave him this massive contract, 10-year contract, where like he's the face of your franchise, yada, yada, all the stuff that comes with it. And like he's like, no, I don't want to DH. And then eventually, I don't know if it's Alex Cora or whoever, but they work it out. He's DHing now. And then the first, Tristan Casas tears his leg up. He's out for the season. Like, Rafi, can you play first base for us? He's like, no, you told me that you weren't looking for a third baseman. You got one. You told me whatever, that I was just going to DH and I wasn't going to play the field. And it's like, now you're asking me to do this as well. Like, you're telling me to do all these things. And it's like, you got to treat your stars like stars as well.
Mm.
That's kind of where it went wrong.
Yeah.
It was just miscommunication since the offseason.
Broke it down perfectly? Yeah, I think it's just really, it felt disrespected. It wasn't even about the position.
You probably could have avoided all this if you just communicated way better with him from the beginning and told him, like, yeah, we're looking at Alex Bregman.
So
like,
you think the Red Sox handled this poorly?
Yeah, extremely poorly. And Craig Breslow, they got their feelings hurt because they think he should do it a certain way because he's getting paid all his money. So play what we tell you. And he thought otherwise, but I'm with Devers. Mm. I think the Red Sox handled this just insanely poorly.
Okay.
So to answer your question, and I think this was, I don't know where this came from. I don't know if Buster said it on the radio this morning or what, but I know he's talked to Rafael Devers, and the wording is Rafael's like, I'll do whatever to help win. Like, you don't have to play me a certain place or what. I'll do whatever the team needs to help be a part
so
of it.
So it sounds like this relationship had just gone completely sour.
Right. Right. Yeah. It was more than the position
yeah.
situation. It was sure. he felt disrespect, right or wrong, he felt disrespect by them.
Okay.
Some people would say you're getting paid $250 million. Like yeah, disrespect me in that way. Others would be like, "Nah, bro." Like, it's a, they
or you're about, paying me $250 million. Show me more respect.
Yeah, yeah. And they were like, when they did all this other stuff, and he ended up being a DH, and then things went wrong, and oh, we need you to play first. Or he's like, "That's not my problem."
And Craig Breslow also isn't. We're all inside baseball for his 30 minutes, but. Like, this Red Sox GM job wasn't
literally
sought
a first.
After. Yeah. Like, this Red Sox GM job wasn't sought after. Like, he wasn't, like, the first choice or anything. So it's like, how much of this job does this guy actually know how to do? Besides?
Why is the Red Sox job all of a sudden bad?
Because they don't spend money anymore. They're cheap. They're not the Oakland.
Broke?
They're not the Sacramento A's or anything, but it's like,
damn.
They just, you didn't pay Mookie. You didn't pay Xander Bogaerts.
You just take a shot at the A's for no reason? Are you lashing out?
I call him Sacramento.
Well,
he
you did.
Call him Sacramento. He did.
He did. Yeah, he
I mean,
did.
Oakland, fair fine, enough. Oakland, because they paid Sir Severino those guys, so that's not fair. But yeah, they're different now. Mm. You brought in Bregman. You paid Crochet and stuff, but it's just, I don't know. Like back then, you wouldn't have traded Devers like this.
They were at one point. They were going toe to toe with the quote unquote evil empire, dollar for dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Eventually, like they won that battle. You don't have to go. Toe to toe them dollar for dollar because the Yankees just don't win anymore.
Well,
but yeah,
I mean, what the hell? What the hell's wrong with you? They're winning right
why
now.
Why are you taking
they're
that?
Right
why
now.
Are you taking that personally?
What do you mean right now? They just lost three in a row right now.
They still in first place.
Who cares? See, that's the thing too. You Yankee supporters, Yankees fans. Oh, we're in first place. We're in first place. We used to talk about World Series. Just be honored with you people. You used to talk about World Series rings, and now it's like, oh, first place. Oh, in June we're in first place. I don't care about no. First place.
Well, if it's about World Series, then it's about World Series, right? How many we talking?
I don't know.
How many we talking? We can't put no caveats on when we make the cutoff.
Tell me more. Tell me more about Mickey Mantle. Tell me.
No, wait a minute. I'm confused. Are you repping the Giants or the Yankees right now? What is happening?
I'm Giants. I'm always going to be Giants. But he sideswipes these Yankees, and I'm like, yo,
don't
sideswipe
about Yogi Berra. Wow.
I don't know.
Don't sideswipe them. Look at Adam.
They calling you NYKC out here.
That Abby too. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, like they see it. NYKC is kind of funny.
Hey, that's a good one.
That's
right
your
there.
New. That's NYKC.
Look, man.
Look, we haven't done D'Lo and KC merch in a minute. We might be on to something.
Look, man. Yankees, Knicks. I support them. I'm Giants. I'm always gonna be Giants. I'm Kings. I'm always gonna be Kings.
And everything,
don't get it twisted.
Everything cool about New York happened 30 years ago.
Yeah, I guess so. They haven't won nothing in a while. I mean, they did win a championship, what, 10, 15 years ago? 2009, what is that? 15?
Wasn't even in high school yet.
I'll never forget that championship because I was watching them celebrate and I was just sitting there. I remember I was in a gym and I was like, damn.
Beat the Phillies, right?
Yes. I was like, damn, man. I'm never going to experience that. And then 12 months later.
In rapid succession.
My boys did it. Shout out to my boy, Buster Posey. He did it. And he's doing it again. He's doing it again. 28 for life.
Boy, Buster Posey or Aaron Boone? Which one's more your boy?
There's only one 28 and only one player I acknowledge here, and it's Gerald Buster Posey.
His first name's Gerald?
Yeah. Buster
oh, look
is
at, hey, how about Monty McNair? He's joining the Clippers in an advisor role.
on what not to do.
Hey, what did Monty say?
No,
he said do this? All right, hey. No, hey, do this.
I've got some advice for the Los Angeles Clippers. Oh, that's cute.
Now,
good
look,
for him.
Now, here we can intersect things a little bit. This look, I'm not saying stats don't matter and all this other stuff, but I'm more of a Posey guy. Use those numbers, but at the end of the day, let's talk about baseball. Let's talk about basketball. Monty McNair. Yeah, them numbers is cool. But let's talk about basketball, man.
Well, yeah, sports is not a math equation.
Yeah. Monty McNair was damn near like Farhan.
I don't know that that assessment is off, man. Let me ask you one more Giants question. Wow, I don't know if you... Huh?
So we're cooking now with the Giants.
Right?
Danny, call in.
You might have...
He'd be so proud of us.
Oh.
Tear of joy coming down his cheek right now.
What do we have to do? Guys,
Joey Barton's getting called up. Joey Barton's getting called up. What are we going to do? Joey Barton, we're going to lead with it? We're going to talk Joey Barton.
No, hold on. I wonder if I could find that original text, because I don't imagine I've ever texted about it. Was Joey Bart, right?
Yeah. Pre-show meeting in the morning, 9 o'clock, yeah. Guys. All right, so Joey Bart called up. What's the plan for today? How we doing this?
The King said, like we're in trade discussions with somebody. Talking about Joey Bart. Oh no,
I did. I couldn't find Joey Bart for some reason in my text thread, but I did find, I don't know why. I see why it popped up. I forgot about this one, where we asked one of our elusive guests who's just really difficult to pin down. It's Mark Spears.
Oh, yeah, told, yeah, we, yeah.
I forgot about this one. Apparently we asked Mark Spears to join us. He said he was busy, and then he went on the Murph and Max show.
Yeah. Yeah, he told me he was on vacation once. Like, bro, I see you.
It's on TV. Yeah.
Mark, you've been on the show like 5 times.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, man. But
I'm trying to find that original Joey Bart tweet, and I can't find it. That'd be so great.
Here's another aspect of the Giants situation, though. The Giants signed Barry Bonds. Would you say?
I didn't even get to ask you the question I wanted to.
Oh, but go ahead, Pete,
no, keep going, because I don't know if you might be answering it without knowing what it is.
Okay. The Giants signed Barry Bonds in 1990, in the winter of 1992.
Uh-huh.
They haven't signed or traded for a player. Obviously nobody's Bonds caliber, but this type of player. We're talking about the San Francisco Giants. They haven't signed outright in free agency or traded for a player of Devers caliber in 30
exactly
plus
what I was
years.
About to ask you. Is this the biggest acquisition the Giants have had in recent memory?
100%. 100%. This is a guy, this is a MVP caliber player, one of the best hitters in the last 5 years. They haven't been able to get a player like this in the building in 3+ decades. And Buster Posey comes in here in one offseason and one half of a season and is able to get some would say, and I'm not, it's debatable. I mean, the numbers were there before, but some would say Willie Adames, they hadn't been able to get somebody like him in decades. And they were able to sign him in the offseason. Now you add Devers. This is Buster Posey out of nowhere. It's a new day and time. And I'm not going to apologize to ownership. Not going to do that just because. No, not going to do that. But the thought was always that Giants ownership currently didn't care about baseball, was being real cheap with everything. I think they announced at the beginning of the season they were about to lower payroll and all this other stuff. And to me, clearly the problem was Farhan Zaidi, clearly. Because Buster, once again, Buster comes in here in 5-6 months. They signed a 200 or whatever the contract was for Willie Adames, and they commit to paying Devers $250 million. Just like that. So clearly, Farhan was the type of player, or excuse me, type of general manager who would look at these players and say, I don't like home runs, you know, and I don't like RBIs.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually don't like wins.
What do you like?
I do like Vazorp. Okay. And the Vazorp of a guy like Haniger is exactly what we need. We don't need Carlos Correa and Aaron Judge. We don't need him either.
Why, I'm sorry, were you going to Morton's? What was that?
We don't need any of these guys.
Okay.
What we need is we need a guy with a good Vazorp and a guy that can only play when we pitch against left-handers. That's what we need.
You know, it would be great if that program you use to cut reels, like, just captured Kenny talking like that, and that just pops up on someone's screen like, man, what is wrong with this guy?
30-plus years. Somebody in the chat.
That's crazy.
Bobby Hill. Chris Bryant. That was close. Chris Bryant was really, really good at the time.
Yeah, but wasn't he at the end of his deal?
Yes.
Like he had.
He was an expiring contract. Expiring contract.
Okay.
And he signed as a free agent the following. I can't. Was he only here for that stretch run?
I feel like
he
was only here. I feel like he was only here a year.
Yeah. Chris Bryant was really good.
Here. What am I doing?
Down the road. Chris Bryant was really good, but he wasn't Rafael Devers. He was closer to Adames than he was Devers. But I mean, even if you want to include him, since Barry Bonds, they've been looking for somebody like this, and they got him.
Well, salute. I think the number was probably 12.5. If you hit the double demon and got to 24.5, you got paid. If you took the more,
this was the
on D'Lo and KC baseball coverage. Man, you got paid.
This is like the perfect storm of all worlds colliding, I guess.
We haven't even figured out a way to work the Kings into this conversation yet.
Well, Monty McNair and Farhan.
We did it. Yes. God damn it, we did it.
Yes, we did it. And speaking of baseball, I mean, this isn't a long conversation, but your boy's coming back tonight.
We're back. Hey, stop, I'm not going to lie. I was a little happy after that.
Stop, bro.
At least I got Shohei.
Yeah,
we're back.
Wait, I thought your boy. Wait, who that's are you talking
boy.
About?
No, that's his boy.
Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you're talking about Shohei pitching. Okay, yeah, when you say
that's
my
his
boy Shohei.
That's his boy.
Superstar's back.
Nah, you're not. I'm curious to see that.
Yeah. You know why he's back? Because he can't do this whole, Aaron Judge is better nonsense like he's done for the last year.
He is better.
Nah.
He's the best player in baseball
right
now,
Aaron
Judge.
We're back.
Stop it.
We're back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Jesse's funny, man. Jesse dope, really
bro.
Is.
What are you talking
Jesse
about?
Really is the funniest person on the show.
That's it.
The most repeated line in my house is "Beat it, kid," and it's 100% attributed every time to Jesse Tapia.
He'll take a lap.
Yeah. He's giving fudgesicles out yesterday. Here, beat it, kid. Like, all right, man. All right.
I see y'all. I see y'all cooking. We gonna cook something up. I'm gonna say it right now. We gonna cook something up.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see. We're working on a few things. We're always working on a few things. We're working on a live broadcast for this Friday.
Mm.
We will be there. And here's what I need y'all to know. Sky River Casino, 32 Brew Street, this Friday. An evening with D'Lo and Casey. First one we've ever done. It is a live show of sorts. It's not a live radio show. It's not a live streaming show. We're not airing it anywhere. We're not doing it. I mean, Leezy will be around taking videos and photographs and all of that stuff. But the show in its entirety will not air anywhere. The idea is really to just hang out. We'll tell some stories. We all working on a few guests. It's cold. So some of the responses started white. In fact, all of the big names that we reached out to started white hot.
Yeah,
it's a little colder right now. It's gone a little colder, but we're gonna follow up with them all week. But either way, man, we're gonna have some fun. It'll be a little bit different. We won't be constrained to commercials, cameras. There'll be no music. There'll be no breaks. It'll just be 2 hours straight drinking wine, having food. Or drinking whatever, having food and talking. It's our first live show of any sorts since we did the mega broadcast way back in November.
Man.
And I was out at Sky River for Pride Bingo on Friday with a wake-up call. And y'all need to know, they was outside.
Mm.
So we need y'all help. Don't make us look bad in our own house. We're going to need y'all to come out, fill up that patio, because we'll be outside. It was gorgeous. I was like, man, it's going to be a little hot out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect. They have it set up absolutely perfect out there. So come through Sky River Casino. As soon as we get confirmation on the guest, man, we'll announce them. We won't keep it a secret. Or we'll just tell you everyone who said no. So far, Mike Bibby's out of town. That was our first shot. We were like, oh, this would be perfect. But Mike just happens to be out of town this week. We couldn't make it work. Also, we've got tickets to see The Weeknd and Playboi Carti.
Mm.
We're going to be giving those away on Friday.
Come on now.
Come through, hang out. The Weeknd and Playboi Carti, they're going to be at Levi's Stadium at the beginning of July. And we'll be able to send you. So come through, hang out. I've already taken notes on some stories that we'll tell that maybe we can't tell on the air or haven't told on the air. So that's coming up this Friday, 7 p.m., 32 Brew Street inside Sky River Casino.
That's going to be a good time, man. It's going to be a good time on a Friday night in Elk Grove.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So the baseball trade got everybody buzzing yesterday. But, man, that was after the Desmond Bane to Orlando trade.
Mm.
Got people talking on Saturday. Particularly the amount of picks that were involved in this trade. And I was certain I read this wrong or didn't understand it, and I'm still confident. Like, I just don't understand what happened. It was exactly what was reported on, too. They said KCP.
Mm-hmm.
They said Cole Anthony. They said they're willing to move picks to acquire someone. That someone apparently is Desmond Bane, as it's Contavious Caldwell-Pope, Cole Anthony, and four unprotected first-round picks and a pick swap. Mm. They really like Desmond Bane. I guess that's all this boils down to, is they really like Desmond Bane, and they think that's their guy moving forward.
And
at a position they needed in their, I guess, defense. I don't know, but shooting, that was a position everything. They needed. Yeah.
And I was talking to the homie Brandon about this earlier in the day, and he was just like, yo, was that an overpay for Desmond Bane? I told this to the insiders as well. I was like, I mean, that's all relative, right? Like, if you're the Magic and you believe that you're a Desmond Bane away from being a Eastern Conference championship contender, a borderline NBA Finals championship contender, there's almost no such thing as an overpay.
In that conference.
Yeah.
in that conference.
There's almost now, whether you're right or not, that's to be determined. But if they believe, like, yo, if we get Desmond Bane, official, what we're doing, it's off the top of my head, he's a great fit with Jamal Mosley. You know, his toughness and the way he plays, put it with Jalen Suggs, that's a tough backcourt to deal with. If they feel like they're him away, mm-hmm. yeah, man, give up them four picks.
You know, I couldn't help, once I like rummaged through this, you know what I couldn't help but think might have been their motivation? The Pacers. Thinking the Pacers went all in, picks, money, everything, on Pascal Siakam and the pairing of Siakam and Tyrese Halliburton. Mm-hmm. You're watching what they're doing in the finals. This was an Eastern, no matter what we think of it, they were an Eastern Conference finals team last year. Mm-hmm. So this is a team now that has put together two highly successful NBA seasons, yeah, regardless of what happens over the next week or so, or a couple days. But Orlando might be looking at this like, Milwaukee's fading. The end is near for them. We don't know where Boston's going. New York might murder each other at some point over the next 6 weeks to 6 months.
Yeah.
And we have pillars here. We need another one. Mm-hmm. And they clearly see Desmond Bane as a significantly higher acquisition than someone, with all due respect, the likes of Malik Monk. Mm-hmm. Right? They see Desmond Bane as someone who fits what they're doing and could be that pillar to put along with Paolo Banchero, along with some really good pieces like Franz and Jalen, all that, to where it's like, no, now we've got a top-to-bottom basketball team. What have we been talking about Indiana all series long that can compete with OKC? Their depth. Their depth, their depth, their depth. Now, if Orlando's looking at it like, yo, we built out a team where we could go truly, truly 9 to 10 deep any night, yeah, we're going to, all right, give up the picks. Yeah. Let's do it now. Yeah. And they did it.
And
I ain't even mad at them for it.
I'm not mad at them either, man. I think they definitely got better with getting Desmond Bane. They had done a good job of collecting assets over the last few seasons, even dating back to before they were able to draft Paolo Banchero.
Mm-hmm.
So you have been building and building, building really for a moment like this, where you feel like you're close and you want to make a big time move to go get somebody that you think can put you over the top. So to a certain degree, this is what you build up all those assets for. This is what you tank or get in a position where you're drafting Jalen Suggs and drafting Cole Anthony and drafting Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner. So you get to the point where you can move off the picks and maybe one or two of those players, mm-hmm, to get somebody that you really, really want. This was, I'm definitely okay with it. This was the, mm-hmm, cash in point, in my, mm-hmm, opinion.
I feel like it's exactly what they needed to. Like, against Boston, they played great defense and had Boston out of sorts, but they couldn't hit a three to save their life, anyone on that team. Mm-hmm. So you definitely need someone like Desmond Bane.
That
you,
series was definitely a kind of, they're not quite there yet.
Yeah. Moment. And, like, it was clear what they needed, because it's like, you needed three-point shooting. It's not even, I don't even know if you necessarily needed Desmond Bane. You just need someone who can knock down a three. So I feel like Bane is just kind of, you elevated yourself a little bit more. You're expecting steps from Paolo and Franz, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good move, man. It's a good move. Now, what I don't believe, and maybe this isn't how it works, but what I don't believe is this trade has now set the market for what trades are going to look like.
Aha, uh-huh, okay. Another big talking point.
Yeah. Maybe this isn't realistic, but I'm a believer, just like we did with Rudy Gobert.
I was going
to
say,
just,
yeah,
because they wanted to trade that, yep, doesn't mean that this is what – this is the market for player X.
That,
like,
was,
let's
a
have a
team,
real dialogue and, like, really try to fill a fair deal here.
Minnesota, right or wrong, that was a team that saw Rudy Gobert as the difference between them becoming a championship contender, mm-hmm, and not. You can feel however you want to now. You can feel however you want to then. Minnesota believed that. That's why they made the deal that they did. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Orlando won, like, believes it to that extent, but I absolutely think this takes them to a completely different level in the Eastern Conference, and I got to believe those feelings are along the lines of what Minnesota felt when it came time to acquiring Rudy Gobert. Mm-hmm. He was a difference maker for that particular basketball team, just like Desmond Bane is that particular difference maker for the Orlando Magic, and that was the price they were willing to pay. Right. For a player, I don't think we knew was going to be moved.
No.
He wasn't a name we had talked about.
I talked about it for weeks after talking to our guy Anthony Sane, like, I don't think Memphis is going to move any of these three guys. All of a sudden,
well, it sounds like you're right about two of them.
Yeah.
Because that's the number one thing that came out of this was like, oh, are they making money for Jaren Jackson Jr.? It was almost immediately a report. Yeah, the Grizzlies, as you said, as you had weeks ago, they are not moving John Morant or Jaren Jackson Jr.
No, man. But I thought Desmond Bane would be a part of that. But from their perspective, you know, you can get four first-round picks and a pick swap for a guy like Desmond Bane where, you know, he's a heck of a ball player and he does a lot of really good things for them. But, you know, you can go find another two-guard in that situation with already having Ja and Jaren Jackson. Maybe you think G.G. Jackson can come back and do a lot of the offensive things that Desmond Bane was able to do, or Jalen Wells or something like that. Like, you have guys that you might think are ready to replace at least some of that production combined with a full season of Ja Morant. Like, yeah, we could do that and bolster our asset cupboard by getting four first-round picks.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Almost a no-brainer. And from the Memphis point of view.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com.
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.